Make Music Madison is a free citywide day of music held annually on June 21st. It's the longest day of the year. It initiated in Madison in 2013, and Make Music Madison is part of the larger Make Music Day, an international summer solstice music celebration occurring in thousands of cities across the globe. So if your band or business wants to be a part of the event, there are some very important dates coming quickly. And tonight, in the studio with us, Make Music Madison's director, Mary Rose Ekberg. And she's going to fill us in on how to participate as a live music host or a musician. Mary Rose, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having me, Rocker. I appreciate it.
I said your name wrong earlier. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hey, you know, it's a complicated name because it's two words and it's, you know, yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm so used to it, I don't even notice it anymore.
And I'm an idiot, so that's okay, too.
Thanks for having me, you guys. I appreciate it.
Now, Mary Rose, just in case there are folks out there who aren't yet familiar with Make Music Madison or Make Music Day, just give us a little bit of background on this event.
Absolutely. So the event is a little over 40 years old worldwide. So it started in the 1980s in Paris as Fête de la Musique. So it's really about celebrating live music in your community. Here in Madison, this will be our 11th year. And we encourage anybody and everybody who plays music or is interested in playing music to get outside and just join us on the summer solstice and play music. So, you know, we try to make this as accessible as possible. You don't have to be a professional musician. And we even have opportunities for people who just want to show up with like a kazoo or, you know, a bucket and just like play along. So, you know, you can do whatever you want.
You know, Art Paul's in, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He shows up somewhere every year.
What did we have on the show last week, Jimmy? It was a kazoozophone.
Yeah, it was Will.
It was like a kazoo, but it had a big trumpet end on it.
That's cool. See, there's a kazoo parade this year that My Arts is hosting. So if anybody wants to join in on the kazoo fun.
Wow.
Such a happy instrument.
We're a kazoo city. Who knew?
Yeah.
So what's the latest news right now with Make Music Madison?
Yeah, so we are at about 404 shows booked currently. Our goal is 500. Registration closes this coming Thursday, May 25th. So we're trying to get as many people, you know, performers and venues as possible to register before then. And then we'll still have until early June to finalize those shows. We say June 1st. There is a little bit of wiggle room. So if anyone out there is trying to use a deadline as an excuse to not participate, that is not an excuse. You can still do this. I will help you make it happen. So so we're really just trying to meet that goal and get like every neighborhood involved this year.
I feel like we need like one of those, you know, on the telethons where they have the big countdown board or the count up board as far as we need like what, 96 shows, right?
Yeah, we need 96
shows. We need to book 96 shows right now.
Yeah.
Get a hold of Marie Rose Ekberg from Make Music Madison and make that happen. Yeah. 96 shows, Rocker.
Call in. What's the phone number? We'll ring a bell.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Signs up.
844-967-2789.
Yeah, and if you know a place that should be hosting that isn't, contact them and tell them to just host music anywhere and everywhere in the city on this day.
Bring a friend. It's just like voting.
It's for the kids, after all.
Yeah, this is about celebrating our community and getting out and being together.
Now, for someone who wants to host a stage or hook up with a stage to play, how does this work? I know there are some important deadlines coming up we're just talking about, but there's also kind of this site where everything gets all married up on there.
Yeah, so we try to make it as easy as possible. We have what we call a matchmaking platform. So anybody who wants to host, they register as a venue. Anybody that wants to play registers as a musician. And then they can search for each other and find one another. You can search, like, you can limit your, you know, your filter to say, oh, well, I'm looking for a performer that can play between 4 to 8 p.m. or I want, like, this genre of music. And performers can search for venues based off of, do they provide electricity? Do they provide a PA? What neighborhood are they located in? So, you know, and this is all free. It doesn't cost anything to participate or sign up. We even provide marketing materials, so like banners and yard signs and posters. And we take care of all the permitting, and we work with the city to make sure this is, you know, compliant with everything and to promote it to the alders and make sure everyone knows this is going on. And we even provide tip buckets. So performers and venues, we encourage you to, you know, solicit donations for the musicians, like help them get some support on this day.
That's awesome. You know, I'm sorry, Rocker. I was just going to give a personal testimony here. When I was booking the Make Music Madison stage for Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media, the site was super easy. So I was able to go on, search for either a specific artist or look for an artist who had a block of time open that I was trying to fill. Mm-hmm. Super user friendly, super easy. And I heard from the musicians that is super easy for them as well.
Now, my follow-up question was, how does the website work? Permits, costs, tip jars? But you didn't get to other Wisconsin cities Make Music Days. Like, there's Middleton and Wanakee. Yeah. Are there any others?
Milwaukee. There's 17 different chapters. Land O'Lakes, all over the state. And really, everybody does it a little bit different. So here, we try to push and get as many venues as possible to promote. But in some communities, they're really pushing like one more focused group activity, or they do like 5 to 10 different things. So everyone, that's the beautiful thing about this day, is you can make this whatever you want to make it, which is how it's end up. You know, now there's at least 17 chapters, I think maybe 19 chapters in Wisconsin now. There's 120 chapters across the country. So,
wow.
And every community tailors it to themselves.
We have a big share.
Yeah.
of the total you said, and how many are in Wisconsin? That's a pretty good participation.
Yeah. So nationwide last year, there were 1,200 performances at all the chapters, and we accounted for 470 of those performances.
Wow.
So Madison is the largest participant in this. New York also has a huge major chunk of shows.
Yeah.
But I want to break 500 this year, and I'm hoping people can help me make that happen.
500. We only need 96 shows right now. 844-967-2789 or makemusicmadison.org.
Wait, is there one calling now?
Wait, we need more phones. 844-967-2789. Okay, so Max Inc. Radio is hosting a stage outside of the brand new Civic Media Studio, 202 State Street. I'm really excited about this lineup. It's Eddie Berth starting at 3:00. We got Sunspot playing after that, and Dana Perry closing out up until 6:00. So three powerhouse Madison bands: Eddie Berth, Sunspot, and Dana Perry. And like I said, booking this show was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. So
it's easy to do, isn't it?
Off the top of your head, is there any shows that you're really excited about, or any venues that you're excited about?
Yeah, so there's a lot going on, obviously, and every year I try to get around to as many as I can. But this year, a few big highlights for me is we're running for the first time ever something called a neighborhood main stage, which I developed to try to encourage new communities to participate. So we're hosting, in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club, a stage at Penn Park from noon till 8 p.m. And we have the Cashbox Kings opening up that day, blues band.
Wow.
We've got... Xander Aneem, who is like an R&B songwriter, hip hop artist. We have Orquesta Sazol de Mod, which is like a huge like salsa Latin band.
Yeah.
And we have Mad City Funk. So we've got a funk band.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've got all sorts of stuff going on that stage. And then downtown on the Capitol Square this year, one of our media partners, Fox 47, is hosting a space on King Street, and they're going to have a ukulele group, a salsa band, and and the Racing Poles is an indie rock band that's closing that out. And then, of course, you know, there's all sorts of unusual places. Like, there's a Balcony that we all know, who hosts a wonderful Balcony on the east side every year that always has awesome shows. And then there's a ton of parks. I always recommend people, like, look at your local park and see what's going on. That's a really great place to just, like, walk over, because a lot of parks are hosting music as well.
Well, this is amazing. June 21st is Make Music Madison Day here in Madison. Make music all over the world. Celebrate the first day of summer. Catch bands performing all around the city. MakeMusicMadison.org. Mary Rose, thank you so much for coming on tonight. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Rocker. I appreciate it.
Thanks for everything you do. And remember, 96 shows, Rocker. We need to do it right now. We need this phone to ring. 844-967-2789.
Pledge a stage. Come on.
We'll do some Eddie Berth here in just a couple minutes. Right now, let's do some Dana Perry. Everything is moving on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.